I told him I'd talk Senator Long, and I'm doing that now, and I quote in the letter that I have talked to you and Mills, and we believe that this is the best way. So I just finished talking to Wilbur, and they told me that you were Senator Long's on his way to New Orleans. The letter says, I've conferred with the chairman of the House Ways and Means and the chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, the appropriate committees handling this legislation. I've conferred with them, that's all now. We believe that in justice, the next administration take office next month, and it'll have to live with and administer any legislation passed. It's only appropriate to have an opportunity to examine it, make their judgment. Do you have any reaction?
No, I think that's fine, Mr. President. The reforms you recommend, if you want to pick out and recommend certain ones of those reforms, then immediately every commercial interest that finds themselves paying more taxes are immediately going to go to work on Nixon to try to get him to reverse that. And I think that he'd be in better shape not to be in position. He neither recommends nor for or against. I think it'd be better that the new president come in taking the attitude here's something I like and here's something I don't like. And I think that you're in better shape that way as a practical matter. If this administration wants to come up and recommend a whole bunch of tax reforms, you're not in position to see any of them through, so I think you're in better shape just to say that here's what the board recommended. Now, if Nixon wants to pick some of those things and say that he thinks that this takes top priority, okay, let him do so. But it's perfectly all right with me, and I think that insofar as that resolution shall say the president shall submit proposals for tax reforms, well, hell, those are proposals for tax reforms. That's been proposed at the working level, and as far as you saying that this is my program of tax reform, hell, you hadn't got time to see it through. The Congress is not supposed to even introduce a bill until after the State of the Union address, ordinarily, so that you wouldn't be in position to see it through. It's the next president's got to say which of that, what of that he wants to recommend. So I think it's better just to put it that way, to say that this has been reviewed and looked over, that this is what the Treasury staff has worked up and suggested at the technical level, rather than say that you want to put all those things through, I think it's better to leave it that way. Because what usually happens anyway, in reform area, my impression is that they're lucky to get half of it through the House, and half of it that survives the House gets killed in the Senate. And there's very little of it the Senate kills that ever goes back in, so that you don't get but about one in four out of the so-called reforms that you recommend, and we usually offset that revenue-wise by putting something in to do something for somebody that we think is getting the worst of it, which takes back everything you gain revenue-wise. And that being the case, about all you can do in that area is, I see this, to make a bunch of folks mad, and people don't remember very long that you're the guy that put some reform into effect. They'll hate you for it if you took something away from them, but there's not many friends you make by putting a so-called reform into effect, so far as I can find. I don't know of anybody whose name is necessarily associated with putting some tax reform into effect who's particularly benefited from it. And in your case, I think that at the end of 8 years of Democratic administration, it's well to say, well, let the other guy take a look at this and see what part of it he wants to say that he wants.
That's what I'm going to do in this letter, and I want to be sure that you and Wilbur would protect me and say that I didn't violate the law. I agree with just exactly what you said, and I don't think that Congress can tell me when I got to have reforms anyway if I don't have reforms. And as far as I'm concerned, I'm not going to reform much between now and the 20th. I think it's up to the other fella to do what he wants to, and I don't want to handicap him any more than I have to and by making any decisions. There's some decisions I'll have to make, but this one, I haven't examined it, haven't looked at it, haven't known anything about them, haven't had any hearings, so if you and Wilbur will kind of protect me, I'll appreciate it.
Well, if anything said to me about it, I'd say, well, to do otherwise would be in a sense, in a fiscal sense, it'd be like asking Johnson to make a State of the Union address.
That's right, isn't it?
That's Nixon's privilege to make a State of the Union address. He's the guy who's elected president for the next 4 years, and so he's the guy who should make the State of the Union. But there's the recommendation that Johnson had laying on his desk there, and as far as picking and choosing as to which ones he wants and which ones he don't think much of, what difference did it make? Nixon might not agree with any of it.
That's right. Okay.
So I'll be glad to back you up on this, President.
Thank you, Russ.
Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you.